The Business Council's president, Heather Brichetti, says reinstituting the policy of issuing New York State driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants will make the roads safer and help businesses. She says they're seeking workers during a labor shortage.
Our immigration system is broken. This does not fix it, but what it does is it gives undocumented immigrants the opportunity to sit for a test, to get licensed, to get on the road, and to have insurance so that when they're driving in New York, they will be covered.
The Business Council's membership includes most major upstate businesses, including Corning and Eastman Kodak, and Brichetti says her group's support might help provide cover for upstate Democrats who may be on the fence over the issue.
I hope so. I mean, I think that there's a really easy, valid reason to do this.
Brichetti was joined by the sponsors of the bills, Assemblyman Marcos Crespo and Senator Luis Sepulveda. Crespo says the bill has been amended to make it easier for law enforcement to seek DMV records of the immigrants if they are pulled over for traffic infractions.
It was never the intention to interfere with local law enforcement's common practice to enforce traffic laws. There was concern that the language as drafted in the first version would have an impact, and we do correct that in the new language. It is explicit that local law enforcement continues to have and apply the same standards for policing and local traffic enforcement.
Opponents of the bill, including some county clerks, say granting driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants diminishes the value of the document to legal residents. They say it could also lead to criminals taking advantage of the system and even to open a back door to illegal voting. Some county clerks have said they would not grant the licenses if the bill became law. Senator Sepulveda says those accusations have been disproven, and he says if the clerks won't grant the licenses, they should be removed from office.
We believe the governor has, within the constitutional powers given to him, the right to remove a county clerk that doesn't follow the law, and we've also introduced legislation that would allow the governor to remove, in case there's any doubt about whether he has the power or not, we've introduced legislation that would allow the governor to remove any county clerk who doesn't perform their constitutional duties.
The state's lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, was Erie County clerk 12 years ago when former Governor Elliot Spitzer proposed a similar measure. Hochul said at the time she would turn over any applicants for the licenses to immigration authorities. But she now backs the measure. The bill's sponsors say Hochul's reversal on the issue also helps their cause. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the new support is helpful toward getting the measure passed, but she would not guarantee a vote right now in the Senate.
I think we keep talking, we keep pushing.
Senate sponsor Sepulveda says the Democratic Senate is diverse and that some of the newly elected Democrats from Long Island still have some concerns. But he says he plans to meet with them over the next few days to try to address that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.